serahkan hatiku hanya kepada dirimu selamanya. Sampai kapan juga menjaga segala rasamu agar dirimu selalu terasa akan cinta kita. Apakah diriku yang bersalah hingga bisa di depan mata, tetapi diriku masih tetap cinta kamu kasih selamanya. Sampai kapan juga menjagakan cinta kita agar tetap di tempatnya sehingga takkan sampai kamu kasih selamanya. Sampai kapan juga menjaga cinta kita agar tetap di tempatnya sehingga takkan sampai
saat dirimu terhanyut dalam seri yang kau rasakan seperti mendung hitam. Cobalah engkau sadari bahwa hidup ini terlalu indah untuk kita nikmati.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
bersemi lagi. Kekan cerita yang datang menyinari sukma yang dilanda rara. Bukan nesapa kala burung berkicau.
Hari ini dalam sejarah.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Satay Klathak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Satay Klathak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay Klathak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the Satay Klathak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Satay Klathak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of Satay Klathak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Voice listener, don't forget that you can watch our program through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Lelah takut pada saat. ada tentang katulistiwa. Situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta.
Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That words came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayo, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only, as in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friend. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll split it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone. After the domestic work is completed, she goes to Tukadayo River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broke down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the fate, if things are smooth then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Iketut Sukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. Was the story. story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Yeah. minor, re minor, ke ge kece lagi. A minor, re minor, ke ge kece lagi. A minor, re minor, ke ge kece lagi.
Lupa.
Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta
Here's Newsline, first the headline. UN Secretary General welcomes Israel Hamas ceasefire in Gaza. Big Eyes Dea Maluku secures 10 protected wild animals from ship crew. And now the news in details. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed support for the ceasefire and hostage release agreement between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, emphasizing the UN's readiness to assist its implementation to enhance the delivery of humanitarian aid to the suffering Palestinian population. He highlighted the importance of removing security and political obstacles to aid delivery. The ceasefire commenced on Sunday, leading to release of three Israeli hostages by Hamas, with Israel set to free 90 Palestinian prisoners on the first day. Moving on to the second news. The Natural Resources Conservation Agency of Maluku Province confiscated 10 protected wild animals from crew members of a ship docked at Pasar Barat, Dobo City, Kepulauan Aru. The animals, comprising of 5 Aru parrots and 5 rainbow lorikeets,